speaking with Carterville's new volleyball coach, Nathan Emmerich. Coach, first of all, how's it feel being finally able to practice some?
It's been good. This last month we've been going 3 days a week, and it's nice to actually spend some time with them, and we've kind of been, our focus is on just competing really well against each other and learning how to compete, and it's been nice to just kind of have a sense of normalcy for a kind of a consistent period of time, and just really kind of get into the work and what we've got to do and everything like that.
How's things different compared to past years? Obviously, he'd be in season right now, but aside from that, preparing for a season under the current restrictions and guidelines, how are things different?
I think the biggest thing was is I found this out after our first practice this fall, is my approach as a coach had to be completely different. I'm so used to summer where you're preparing and you know you're going to play in a month, and then almost kind of approaching this the same way and realizing that when we get done with our 20 contact days, we still have 5 months to go. And I kind of, that first open gym or first practice, whatever you want to call it, was very much structured like it would be in the summer as we were preparing for a season in a month. And I quickly realized that I had to make sure to keep it fresh and light. And honestly, I ended up taking the approach of a little less skill development and way more gameplay, just to keep them excited. And I felt like since I did that, the environment's been different, the excitement level's been different. And I think they've appreciated the fact that they can come in and get a little more play. And it obviously helps me assess kind of where we're at as a team and what our strengths are and what we need to work on moving forward into kind of our off season and then into hopefully our regular season.
You've been here for about 6 months now since the hire. Obviously, not a knock here on Cobden, but what is the differences in facilities and everything when you compare Cobden to Carterville, and how have you been able to take a different approach, perhaps?
I think the nicest thing about here is being able to have my whole team in one gym with two nets. At Cobden, we had two gyms. Mm-hmm. We were able to kind of split when we had to. But it very much was, if we sent our JV team or we sent one position over to the other gym, I couldn't see what was going on. So I think that's probably the nicest thing, is being able to have two courts in one gym where I can see everything and I can kind of have my hand in everything, and I can just be observant of what's going on both courts and with all our players. And I'd say that's a big thing, and obviously air conditioning helps as well. We had one of our two gyms were air conditioned at Cobden, that's definitely a perk. But volleyball is kind of one of those low maintenance sports where, as long as you have a net and some balls and kids to play, like, you don't need a whole lot of extra stuff. So I would say the biggest thing is just having two courts in one gym would be probably the biggest difference between the two.
I know you and Mike Lane kind of have a mentor-student relationship, definitely a peer relationship. What was your reaction when you found out that he was going to be coaching at Pinckneyville?
It was definitely a love-hate reaction. It was, and Kathy did a phenomenal job up there too. And I just didn't know Kathy that well. We never played Pinckneyville or anything, but like you said, I've seen Mike as a friend, but definitely as kind of a mentor type, and I know how he runs his program. I know what he gets out of the girls, and it was definitely an excitement for the conference, knowing that you're going to replace someone who did a tremendous job, like Kathy did, with somebody like Mike that knows the conference, is very well respected, does an incredible job. And then it was, oh great, now I got to go up against Mike Lane again. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I think it's going to add to the atmosphere, because he's a super fiery coach, and I think I'll have to do my best to kind of not try and match his intensity and not try and do things that I normally wouldn't, because I do think we coach differently, but also just that, like, wanting to really compete against him and just play well and have fun. And I know that at the end of the day, we'll probably give each other a big bear hug if we're allowed to, and it'll be fun though.
Have there been any barbs sent between the two of you since that announcement was made and you know that you're going to be seeing each other a couple times a year?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more just I'm excited for him to be back in the game, and Southern Illinois volleyball is better having him a part of it. And I'm sure that I'm trying to kind of stay below the radar when it comes to talking noise in the river to river and everything like that. I'm just happy for him. I'm happy for Pinckneyville and their program to get somebody to come in and take the place that you know it's not gonna go downhill in a hurry. If anything, he's gonna take it the other way. But he's gonna do a great job, and I'm just excited for him to get to be back a part of high school volleyball.
You've had time to get to know the team now, get to know your roster a bit. Who's impressed you so far?
I think it's we have some girls doing cross country and doing some other things, so we haven't had every single player here every day, but I think just overall our overall buy-in of what we're doing has been really, really good, and I think our seniors have done a good job of really trying to help lead and establish this new program that we're trying to get going here. I think I've had different days, different players stand out and really kind of open my eyes to what we could be. I think if we can get some consistency out of some of our sophomores, I think we've got a chance to be really good. I think that's going to be our big thing, is we're going to show flashes of being really, really good. But I think early on there's going to be some times where we make some very amateur mistakes and everything like that. And I think if we can get to a point where we can really level out and be consistent, I think that's when you're going to see us kind of take off and kind of really be a team that's going to be tough to beat.
You talk about those amateur mistakes. You know, when those moments come in a game, you usually have to lean on one defining trait for a team. Some it's speed, some it's height, digs, whatever it be. You know, there's something that every volleyball team in Southern Illinois, that's their thing that they do well. Just knowing your team now, what is that one thing that no matter what you're going to be able to lean on?
I think if we can pass well, I think we have hitters that can put ball away. I think we're going to be really deep at the setter position, and I think our Achilles heel is going to be, can we pass? I think we're going to, if we can be in system, we're going to be really, really good, and we're going to be able to score. And I think that would probably be our best thing, is in system. I think we can really score it, and we have a lot of options at all three hitter positions. If we can figure out how to consistently pass, which is kind of the name of the game in volleyball, if you can pass, you've got it. You're going to be in every single game. So I think if we can do that, I think our hitters will do a good job of being able to put balls away.
You know, the concern I've seen for basketball coaches around the area is, you know, how can we play a game with masks on? Well, looking at for volleyball in other states, you see some teams that are playing with masks on and are able to make it work, even though, just like basketball, they're medium risk. Where's your stress level at? This is months away, but for a potential season, what's your stress level at, thinking about masks and the potential to play?
I think I'm taking the approach of we're gonna not get too fired up about it now. We're gonna play it by ear, and we're gonna, whatever cards are dealt our way, we'll play them. And if it means we got to play in masks, then we'll deal with it. And if it means we have to sit on the bench in masks, but we can play without them, then that'll be great. But I think our girls have bought into it. They haven't. I haven't heard one complaint about having to wear masks. They're not kids that I'm having to fight to keep their mask on. They're just doing a good job, and I think they want to play bad enough to where if it means that they've got to play with the mask on, they're going to do it. It won't be ideal, but we'll do what we have to do.
Coming up Thursday night, you've got an intra-squad scrimmage coming up, Coach. What are you hoping to find out about the team in that scrimmage?
I don't know if there's anything specific I'm hoping to find out that I haven't already seen here. I think the big thing is going to be just trying to create a night that's fun and exciting for them. I think I'm trying to create an experience for them that feels somewhat normal, where they can come in and You know, we're going to have a JV game and we're going to do music and we're going to do lineups, and then varsity game, we're going to do warm-ups and music and lineups, and we're going to compete and play sets to 25. And so I think that part's going to feel normal. It's going to give a sense. We're going to put it like on Facebook so parents can watch it and see their kids play a little bit. And I'd love to open it up to the public, but that's just not something we can do. So hopefully we can use some social media outlets to allow that, allow people to at least watch it and everything like that. And I think it's more me just to kind of create something that they can feel good about ending kind of our, the big portion of our contact days with.
Coach Nathan Emmerich, so much to talk about here and so much to look forward to. You know, I thank your time, and I know it's coming up here at the end of contact days. You just talked about that scrimmage, so it's been an exciting month for you guys, and here's hoping that we see you on the court in February and March.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, and here's to hopefully more coverage of the River to River and our Carterville Lions, that not just our sport, but we can get basketball rolling hopefully, and then flow right into football and volleyball, into our new summer sports. I'm just looking forward to hopefully all our athletes getting back to participating and playing, and hopefully getting a sense of normalcy soon.